Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Here Thursday, April 18th edition. We have a four-game early, five-game main slate on tap. I'll break into the four-game early really quickly for you. You got D-backs at Braves, totals waiting to be determined. Giants, Nationals, total of 8. White Sox, Tigers waiting on that one. And there is 30 to 40% chance of rain, but it kind of dies off later, so maybe a late start. Keep an eye on that one because this four-game slate into a three-game slate would really be tough. And then Blue Jays at the Twins, total of 8.5. There's a midday game that's probably a showdown, but nothing else. That's Royals at Yankees. And then your five-game evening slate. You got Orioles at Rays. They're waiting on a total there because they're doing the opener. Yarborough should get most of the work. How was that Yonny Chirinos almost 25-point performance last night? The kid can pitch really, really well. So there's a reason why he's priced up. Dodgers at Brewers, 9.5. Phillies, Rockies, Coors Field special at 11. Mariners, Angels, 9.5. Reds, Padres, 7.5. So you look at it there, we're waiting on one total. Orioles, Rays, and the Rays are in a great smash spot again. Then you have a 9.5, an 11, a 9.5, and then a 7.5. Yet again, pitching is disgusting. Disgusting. All right, weather-wise, like I said, White Sox, Detroit, wind blowing in from right field about 17 miles an hour. Some 30 to 40% chances of rain, but cools down, and the rain slows down later on. Toronto, Minnesota, around 15% chances of rain. Keep an eye on that one. Those are your early slate actions. Through the DraftKings real quick, we'll just make this a real quick one. You could look at a guy like Patrick Corbin against the Giants at 10-3. A Giants offense has played very well in Washington. But still the Giants offense, a team that struggles tremendously versus left-handed pitching. So Corbin at 10-3, definitely in play for you tonight, or today. Mike Soroka is supposed to be getting the start for the Atlanta Braves versus the Diamondbacks. Soroka, big-time pitching prospect. $9,100 doesn't tickle my fancy with Soroka. He did make a recent rehab start, but he got a 3.51 ERA last year with the Braves. He made his third start for Gwinnett on Wednesday. And this kid originally was one of their best pitching prospects, ahead of Tuki Toussaint, ahead of all of them. So very, very good pitcher. If you want to roll the dice in a GPP at 91, I don't hate it, but I wouldn't run to do that. Michael Pineda at 82 versus Toronto, I like quite a bit. I know Toronto can hit, but you saw what Jake Odorizzi did last night, what Kyle Gibson was doing until he got kind of careless in the fifth. But Pineda at 82, he might give up some loud contact, but the strikeouts are there, just like Odorizzi. He ate up that Toronto lineup. So Pineda at 82, like that quite a bit. Sliding on down a little farther, you can look at Ivan Nova in Detroit if you choose, or Tyson Ross in Detroit, but that's kind of, yeah. And then Clay Buchholz pitched really, really well his first time out. He's in an okay spot against Minnesota. Minnesota offense, very, very good offense, a lot of power in that offense. But if the weather's kind of nasty, you can take a look at Buchholz. But for me right now, it's Corbin and Pineda. I'd match those two up and then get some bats as you go through this slate. Real quickly through the positions, you got Astudillo versus Buchholz. You can look that way. Brian McCann likely getting a day off after a night game. But if he plays at 4K versus Weaver, he's in play because lefties versus Weaver is definitely an option with your Braves who let us all down. Buster Posey likely gets the day off, but you know, for 3,300 yesterday, he got us 11 DraftKings points. He's 34 today against Patrick Corbin. You could look that direction, or you go to like a James McCann or a Beef Wellington, whoever starts for Washington or for the White Sox at 3,300. Jason Castro is a cheapie versus Buchholz at 31. I don't hate it. He doesn't have a tremendous amount of upside, so he's cash only, no GPP relevance. But wait for lineups because day game after night games, you get a lot of backup catchers coming in there. You can basically punt the position and save some cash to get Corbin and Pineda or something like that. First base position, Freeman versus Weaver, very, very good spot. He let us down, but very good spot. You can go back to the Christian Walker GPP realm versus Soroka at 45. Nico Goodrum, first base outfield eligible versus Nova at 4K is outstanding. Lefties crush Ivan Nova, and Nico Goodrum's Statcast page is just jumping off the board. He is just doing everything well, hitting everything hard, barreling it, hard hit rate, you name it. Nico Goodrum's doing it at 4K. That's a great price tag, first base or outfield, either way. When you slide it down some more, like a Ryan Zimmerman versus the lefty Drew Pomeranz at 38's worth a look. Yonder Alonso versus Tyson Ross, not bad either. Posey, you mentioned he probably won't play. Other than that, that pretty much wraps up first base. Second base, you got Albies at 45. Ketel Marte is interesting in a GPP. I don't completely discount that. But Howie Kendrick at 43 versus Pomeranz. Kendrick hits lefties really well. Heck, he hit Shark really well last night, took him deep. He had a big night before he got double switched. But Howie Kendrick at 43 versus Drew Pomeranz is a very, very good look when you look at the Nationals today. 485 team total, lefties 333, righties 370 off of Pomeranz. So a guy like Howie Kendrick, very, very solid look for you there. Sliding on down a little more, though. Again, four-game slate, not a ton to choose from. Like if Adrianza makes the lineup for the Twins, $3,300, he can come into play. There'll be a lot of value that kind of pops up throughout this. Like a Yolmer Sanchez versus Tyson Ross at 3K. You could go that direction. Maybe a switch hit and young Harris Solarte at 3K. But not a lot to like there, but there are definitely some options. Third base, you got Rendon at 55 and a smash spot on this one. Eduardo Escobar at 41 is interesting. Got Astudillo again. Yoan Camargo had the day off yesterday. That really bummed me out, but he's 4K and back at it today. If you need him, you can look that direction. Let's make sure he wasn't like sent down or something. Nah, he just had a day off yesterday. That really, really sucked. Farther down, like Marwin Gonzalez had a couple knocks yesterday. He's 3,600. You could look at the likes of Eric Sogard leading off at 34, but Jaime Candelario for the Tigers versus Nova at 33 brings some nice savings there. He's usually in the middle of that order. And again, lefties versus Nova. And then if you want to punt the position, Evan Longoria versus Pat Corbin at 31. Again, lefties. Longoria loves himself some lefties. When you look at the Giants, lefties 291, righties 286 versus Corbin. So Corbin really hasn't shown any flukes of late, but in his career, a little bit of damage to righties, but not a ton. Shortstop Tim Anderson got ejected yesterday from the bat flip heard around the world, started a brawl. Take it as you wish, but $4,900 for Tim Anderson. He's white hot. White hot. If not him, Jorge Polanco at 47 in a great spot as well. He went to Ding Dong City. Or no, he didn't. He went 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, a double, and a walk for 14 points yesterday. He's hitting 429 on the year, so Jorge Polanco at 47 also in play. When you slide on down, I got Freddie Galvis at 43, Camargo again at 4K, or a couple guys I take a look at. It's funny, yesterday Camargo was third base outfit eligible, now he's third base shortstop eligible. DraftKings, stay on your toes, people. Adrianza at 3,300, talked about him already if dictates out. Other than that, just kind of see what pops up in the lineups. Outfield, you got Acuna. Big, big bounce back day today, hopefully. Eddie Rosario in a great spot at 48. If anybody saw that Juan Soto bomb yesterday, my God, I don't think it's landed yet. That's a good spot there. David Peralta at 45. Don't hate that versus Soroka. When you slide on down there, like an Adam Jones, Max Kepler at 43 is a really good spot there versus Buchholz. Buchholz, I respect after what he did last year and what he's doing so far this year, but still a pretty interesting option on a small slate to attack. Victor Robles at 43, very, very nice look there. Got on, stole a bag yesterday. Something to take a peek at there. Nick Markakis, only 41. I can get behind that there against Luke Weaver. Again, Nico Goodrum is only $4,000. So is Nick Castellanos, only $4,000. I know I keep saying lefties versus Nova, but Nick Castellanos no slouch either. He's also a very, very slow start. But 4K versus a guy like Ivan Nova could be very, very nice. Eloy Jimenez at 38 is always a GPP play. Kevin PR versus Corbin at 37, another GPP look for you as well. Other than that, I like Steven Duggar at 3,300, but it's lefty-lefty, so I don't like him as much as usual. But we've been playing him nonstop. He had a big 21-pointer last night, so got it in, got it done for us. So that will wrap up your four-game early slate. Again, if you want to just kind of look at a quick stack option for you here, you're going to look at the likes of you could pick on Luke Weaver with the Braves if you so choose. You can pick on Drew Pomeranz with the Nationals. That's a good option too. The Tigers are kind of sneaky versus Nova. The White Sox a bit versus Ross, but the Tigers, especially the lefties versus Nova, a little more sneaky than you'd think. And then if you want to go Minnesota versus Clay Buchholz, you can, but don't be surprised if that doesn't work because Clay Buchholz has been surprisingly good out of nowhere. All right, let's get to the five-game main slate. Before we do so, a couple announcements to make. TheQuantEdge.com. Been doing work over there so far this baseball season. Quick Hits is over there and at Fantasy Degens for free. But at The Quant Edge, I write the batter breakdown every day. We've been crushing it over and over again and other great content over there, and especially some great tools. There's more and more coming. I can't wait for the advanced stats tool that's coming out. It's going to be really, really good. Everything you want in one spot. And it's great. They cater to the audience. What you need, they go and build. They make it happen. So come check them out at thequantedge.com if you want to get the MLB season package. The guy that runs the entire MLB department, Drew Crawford, hit the $30,000 on FanDuel last night thanks to thequantedge.com. So come check it all out over there. If you want $25 off the season pass, use promo code Bubba. I highly, highly recommend it. Promo code Bubba gets you $25 off the season pass. You'll be well money ahead by season's end. If you just want to try out the Quant Edge, you want to, you know, get some NBA playoff action in, try out those tools. Those guys have been crushing it in there. You want to do MLB as well. You can do the All Sports Month Package, your first month for $19.99 with promo code Bubba. So you can do the first month of All Sports for $19.99 or get $25 off the MLB season pass by using promo code Bubba. It also gets you in the members Discord for all the sports if you do the all month or just the baseball with the baseball. But very good stuff there. Get all the one-on-one questions you need answered. If you're looking for soccer, NASCAR, golf, all that other good stuff, go to the fantasysportsdgens.com, the website I've been running for over 4 years now. Great content over there. We got all sports covered for you that we can, and more coming. Got another new writer for golf. He's going to do some betting stuff throughout the week. Great, great content over there. And we have a Slack chat that is free to join for all sports, for all the DGens you have out there. We are the Fantasy Sports DGens, so come check that out. If you want an invite over there, knock it out. And last but not least, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. It would help me out tremendously. It takes just a couple seconds of your time, and I'd really, really appreciate it. And sorry, this is last but not least, my buddy Mo from the Around the Base with Bubba and Mo podcast. He took down $20K and $11 on DraftKings last night. He was in finished second place, about 4 points behind first. Hell of a performance by Mo. We'll talk about it more on episode 108 next week, but awesome stuff there from Mo. Go check out our podcast, Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 107. And I got my Bench with Bubba Fantasy Baseball Podcast, recorded 162 with Scott Bogman on Monday. Great stuff there. Recording 163 with James McCool tonight. Talking about his ex-home run stat. So if you're StatCasty type guy, it's a stat he created. He's a very smart, savvy dude. So we'll talk about that. All right, enough promotional stuff. Let's do this five-game slate. Ugly slate, like I mentioned. Starting it off with your... We'll recap the totals real quick for those that might have slept through the beginning. We're waiting on the total in Tampa Bay between the Baltimore Orioles and the Rays because of the opener. Dodgers at Brewers, 9.5. Phillies at Rockies, 11. Mariners at Angels, 9.5. Reds at Padres, 7.5. So yes, runs, and more runs. Your top pitcher on the slate, Chris Paddock, $9,100. Not just the top pitcher because I think so. He literally is the most expensive pitcher, is $9,100. That just, yep. He has 17.6, 13.3, 21.5. He's going basically five innings. He's going basically at the most like 89 to 90 pitches. That's always the bugaboo with him. But he also has five or more Ks in two of those starts. He has four or more in all three. He's facing a Cincinnati Reds team. Its offense is just, it's lost. It is lost at the plate. Big time lost. They struck out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Paddock, 30% K rate. The walk rate's what kills him at 11%. If he's not walking, guys, he's putting in big boy numbers for you. Almost a 42% ground ball rate. So Paddock is in play on a slate like this. There's certain nights I'll avoid him if there's better pitching around just because the upside isn't there. With Paddock only going like 90 pitches, he's not going to be able to get you more than 20 to 25 points most nights unless he just goes bananas. So the upside is not there. But then again, on a slate like this, you take that. I talked about it yesterday. You know, Hamels, Gossman, they did their thing. They were outstanding. Montas and Miley, they got their what they wanted. Montas was really good. But it basically, and Hellickson, like they weren't lights out, but they did what you needed to do to get the bats to work. And it was another successful evening, at least in the quick hits world. If you paid attention to what we had to talk about here, it worked out really, really well. So we got to kind of have that mindset. You got to change things. You can't always want the big gusto. A guy like Chris Paddock, again, the Reds' lowest team total at 3.3. Lefties 260, righties 282. And the Reds have a 271 WOBA versus right-handed pitching. So Chris Paddock at 91, it's going to carry risk every time. So if you don't want to take the risk, don't worry about it. He has he's one of the better matchups on the slate. So Chris Paddock at 91, I'll be going there. And then it's more just where do you want to roll? Like Zach Davies at 7K in a big boy matchup against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's terrifying. He has 14 or more points in every game this year. He's at the Dodgers last time out, 7 innings, 8 hits, 1 earned. It was a solo homer, 6 Ks for 25 points. He only gave it no earned versus the Cubs and 2 earned versus the Reds. He's pitching really, really well this year. Not a ton of K upside, 6-1-6. Those are his games with Ks. And he's going to get you 95-plus pitches most starts. You don't have to worry about too much about that. But at 7K, there's upside. And that's all I'm looking for. And there's also usually a floor. Now, if anybody could beat him down, it'd be the Dodgers. There's no sugarcoating that. They don't strike out a ton, of 17% K rate, but he did get 6 Ks on them. He's got an 18% K rate and a 48% ground ball rate. You're just looking forward to slow down the damage. They have a 4.85 team total. Lefties 329, righties 314. Yes, the Dodgers have a ton of hot lefties. And yes, Miller Park is playing, like I said the other day, it's basically Coors Light right now. It's what the Arizona used to be. Milwaukee's that way right now. When they close that roof, the ball is flying out of there. It doesn't help the balls are juiced right now, but they're really, really taking off on it. So risky play with Zach Davies at 7K, but he does have a decent floor for that price tag. Couple others to look at if you want, like Felix Hernandez at 77. He's pitched okay this year, 12.7, minus 2.2. And then 17.2, he went 5 and a third, 7 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks against the Angels earlier this season. He's not striking out a lot of guys. It's more of a, can you just stomach, you know, a 13-plus point outing? Hopefully. That's all you're looking for. I'm telling you, we're not trying to shoot for the moon on this slate. So a guy like Felix is interesting in Anaheim. 4.88 team total, lefties 366, righties 345. So still another risky play. And then the last one, which I kind of like a little bit, I like him more than Felix for sure. And he's in that Zach Davies realm for me. And they took him off. He was on the page last night. Let me search for him. DraftKings likes to do this throughout the day. It's so much fun when you do your research. Ryan Yarbrough should be the guy coming in after Wood today. That's the plan. He's 7,400 bucks, 10.5, minus 0.3, and then 15.4 earlier this year. He's going to be in the Yonny Chirinos role. That's someone to definitely keep in mind against the Baltimore Orioles, a team we know he got a lot of strikeouts in there. There is some pop, but keep an eye on Ryan Yarbrough when you're making your lineups. So recapping this horrific, horrific pitching list, I have Chris Paddock 1, Zach Davies, and then when you drop down, Zach Davies by... That's how bad it is. I can't even talk. So Chris Paddock's by himself up top. Then when you drop down to your second options, it goes Davies, Yarbrough, King Felix for me. That is how bad this is. It is absolutely dreadful. So be very, very careful on pitching tonight. If you just want to go full YOLO and go, yeah, give me Zach Davies and Ryan Yarbrough and all the bats in the world because it's going to be home run derby, knock yourself out. I'm not going to judge you tonight. Like literally, if you can get 10 or more points, this is kind of the theory I had last night. If you get 10 or more points when you're pitching, especially in cash games, your gold, like Gausman, and I mentioned Gausman, Hamels, and those guys did phenomenal last night, helped things out a ton. Odorizzi was outstanding. Once we saw that game was going to actually play, he became one of the more favorite options in that 7K range. So, again, that's why these chats are big. The Fantasy Degens, one of the member Discord over at the Quant Edge. All right, enough rambling about crappy pitching. Let's go to the catchers here. We got Realmuto and Coolers at 5K. Very, very intriguing. But if you slide on down, little Omar Narváez up to 4K versus Chris Stratton. The M's finally didn't home run yesterday as Carlos Carrasco shut them down. First time they haven't homered, I think, all season long. But they'll be back at it as you got the Seattle Mariners with a 4.62 team total. Lefties 364, righties 355 off of Chris Stratton. So Omar Narváez at 4K is very, very interesting if you want to save some cash. If you want to punt some more, see maybe if Troy Walters is catching for Colorado. I doubt it. But again, just like yesterday, Mike Zunino or Michael Perez, whoever's catching for Tampa Bay against Cashner at 3,300 bucks is in play. Zunino 3-for-4, 2 doubles last night, 15 DraftKings points. He has 8 or more DraftKings or 7 or more DraftKings points in 5 straight games that he's played. So he's hitting it pretty well. So Zunino or Perez at 3,300 are some options I really, really like down there. And then see what happens. Maybe Johnny Lucroy versus King Felix at 31 as another punt play. And then see where it goes from there. First base position, you got Rhys Hoskins and Coors at 57. That's obviously outstanding. If you're not using Zach Davies, the belly bombs at 55 in Milwaukee is boom sexy. That's the thing. It's like if you can get away with, say, Paddock and Yarbrough, then you have Coors in play. You have the Milwaukee slugfest in play. You could do all kinds of stuff. And then you could also play Tampa Bay against Andrew Cashner. So there are ways to go around it and make it happen and pray to the gods that it works out for you. All right. Bellinger, then Mancini versus Wood and Yarbrough is interesting at 4,600 bucks. You slide on down some more, though. Maybe some Jay Bruce for Stratton at 45, but Bruce is cold again, so I'm not running to play that. I'd rather drop down to 4,100. Get some Yandy Diaz versus Cashner. Diaz went deep yesterday, 21 DraftKings points. He has 6 or more in 3 straight. hitting 271 on the year with four Jimmy Jacks. Like that quite a bit. Justin Bour versus King Felix at 38 is interesting, but G-Man Choi hit a moonshot last night off of David Hess. He's 37 versus Kashner. He's definitely a play, especially a part of a raised stack. Don't hate that at all. So there's some value at first base if you choose to save. Indeed. Second base, you got Kiki Hernandez at 47 in Coors. Moustakas, lefty-lefty versus Urias. Be careful there, but Urias, you know, is not going to go super deep and you get that Dodgers bullpen. So Milwaukee will be really nice, even with Urias going to 4.66 team total. And they've been crushing baseball. So I think the Brewers will actually be kind of under-owned tonight with Coors in play. Dodgers versus Davies, even the Rays a little bit. The Brew Crew might go under-owned against Urias. So keep that in mind in that matchup. Brandon Lau, he hit a bomb yesterday. He's 4,400 in another great spot versus Kashner. Love that as well. You can slide on down maybe some D. Gordon at 41. But if you're sliding down here, it's all about Scott Kingery. Second base, third base eligible. 4K going into Coors. Kingery's gotten the start the last couple days. 14, 34. He had a 0 and then a 16 and a 12. 12 or more in four of his last five. Now he walks into Coors. He's homered in back-to-back games. The kid's starting to get it going. They gave him an extension last year for a reason. Keep that in mind. You can also get Garrett Hampson, second base outfield eligible in Coors at 39 versus Zach Eflin, who's just been a disaster so far to start the season. So right there, you got a second base or a third baseman in Coors at 4K. You got a second baseman or an outfield in Coors at 39. Even Pat Valecka is 37. But Hampson and Kingery are two that I don't mind at all. Very, very cheap. They'll probably be popular, but something to think about. When you slide on down some more, it gets very, very bleak. So I kind of want to stay up in that range if I so can in that one. Third base, you got Arenado in Coors at 54 is a phenomenal look. Same with Mikel Franco at 51, but you can drop down again. You got Muncy versus Davies. You got Moustakas, both nice pivots off the top to be different. Sliding on down some more, Yandy Diaz again at 41. Scott Kingery at 4K, both very good plays. If you want to be contrarian, Renato Nunez of the Baltimore Orioles, third base outfield eligible. Yarbrough is a lefty. Nunez hits them very, very well. He's $3,800. Don't know if you need to be that weird, but you can definitely use him because he's got some big upside in tournament play. When you slide on down, though, there's not much else in the third base position. Like David Fletcher, maybe some Dylan Moore at 3,400 versus Stratton, third base shortstop eligible. Not the worst play in the world. Ryu Ruiz as a massive punt, but not big at all. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story and Coors. Obviously, it's a good play. Corey Seager versus Davies is intriguing at 45. You got Fernando Tatis, but Tim Beckham versus Stratton at 39. Nice savings there. And then go back to the Willie Adames well at $3,700. He's just a good cash game play. Another 7-point night out of him. He's not lighting the world on fire, but he's just overall consistent. I read his numbers yesterday to you. He's hitting the ball well. He's just not getting the big, big games. But those are coming. Those are coming in a big way, so be ready for him. Sliding on down some more, like Dylan Moore, I mentioned him. Orlando Arcia versus Urias, if you need to be different at 35, you can look that direction. Then heading to the outfield, you got, you know, Harper and Coors is always great. You got Mike Trout versus King Felix. He loves him some King Felix. Christian Yelich, Belly, these are all phenomenal plays. McCutcheon and Coors, I'm not going to tell you where to go exactly. If you're going Coors, obviously you go with those guys. Belly versus Davies is a great matchup. And then Yelich will go super under-owned. You got Jock Jams versus Davies at 52. You got Blackman and Coors at 51. So these are all amazing plays. Outstanding plays. Kind of goes wherever your lineup dictates. Are you playing Coors? Are you playing the Dodgers? Stuff like that. And then you drop down to Austin Meadows versus Cashner. And Meadows just continues to get it done. He's $5,000. Only 5 points last night, but he's really consistently hitting the ball well. So keep him in mind at 5K. Going down farther, Domingo Santana will go overlooked at 49 versus Stratton. Got Kiki Hernandez. Low Kane versus a lefty at 47 will go overlooked as well. Tommy Pham in an interesting spot there. Alex Verdugo, only 4,500 versus Zach Davies is in play. Ryan Braun loves himself some lefties. He's 44 versus Urias. Malik Smith is a nice discount play at 4,400 versus Chris Stratton. If he can get on, he can run for a bit. He's kind of cooled down after that hot, hot start. Avisel Garcia at 43 versus Andrew Kashner, a guy to keep an eye on as well. He's hitting like sixth in that lineup. Good piece of a stack in that one. As you get cheaper, Brian Goodwin at 4K versus King Felix is in play for you. If you want to pick on Chris Paddock, Jesse Winker, and Puig are 4K each, but not running to do that, I'll slide on down to Garrett Hampson at $3,900 in Coors Field. If you also want to get a little different, Franmil Reyes is smoking the baseball in a GPP at $3,900 versus Tanner Roark is an interesting pivot play there, but because no one's going to own, there's not going to be a lot of bats owned in San Diego, Cincinnati. Just not going to happen. Everyone's going to the big boys like I'm talking about because you can't. You can afford them because there's no pitching. Cole Calhoun at 36 is a discount versus Hernandez. Someone to think about there as a punt play. Other than that, check your lineups and see what comes to be. Recapping your pitching, again, it's Chris Paddock up top. And then down below, it's Davies, Yarborough, and King Felix for me. It's pretty easy, but now the stacking. You got Philadelphia versus Freeland and Colorado versus Eflin. Give me all the Colorado you want. I'm in love with that. Philly's still a great play, and usually the road team is under-owned compared to the Rockies, so both phenomenal looks. If you so choose to pivot, though, you pivot to the likes of the Dodgers versus Davies, or technically the third highest total on the slate, we're still waiting for the Rays and the Orioles, is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim against King Felix. So keep that in mind. Don't sleep on that one completely. But for me, it's Coors Field. It's the Dodgers and the Brewers. The Brewers will be under-owned with the Dodgers more so. And then the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays are still a big, big game against catcher. That is not one to be slept on at all, the way they're hitting the baseball. So tons and tons and tons to like on this five-game slate if you like offense. Let's do BVP on this entire slate. Markakis, Acuna, small samples, but both have taken Luke Weaver deep. Michael Taylor, small sample. He's got two homers off Drew Pomeranz. Howie Kendrick has taken him deep as well. Solarte, 6-for-16 with a double off Patrick Corbin. Duggar's 1-for-5 with a homer, but I'm not in love with it today. But he's swinging a hot stick if you want to keep riding it. And then Posey, 16-for-54, two doubles in this one as a teammate, 263. They saw him a lot in Arizona. Miggy Cabrera, 6-for-20 with a double and a homer off Nova. Yoan Moncada's taking Tyson Ross deep, but he's day-to-day right now, so he might even be playing today. If that White Sox lineup comes out with like no Moncada and some other guys out, Tyson Ross becomes a punt play. I'll say that for you right now. He does become a punt play. Nelly Cruz, 5-for-15 with a homer off Buchholz. CJ Cron's been heating up. He's got a home run against Buchholz as well, so keep him in mind. You got Grandal and Hernan Perez have taken Urias deep in a small sample. Bellinger, Turner, and Seager have taken Davies deep, small samples. Blackman, 4-for-7, two homers off of Eflin. And here we go, the one I've been waiting for. Mike Trout, 31-for-85. That's a decent sample, hitting 365. Four doubles, two triples, eight home runs versus King Felix. Get it in, son. That is some ownership. That's some BVP. That's the kind of stuff you can kind of listen to now for all the BVP haters out there. But that'll do it, folks. There's your Quick Hits Thursday edition. Four game early, five game main. Again, if you give a rating review on iTunes, I'd really, really appreciate it. Go check out thequantedge.com. Use promo code Bubba for $25 off the MLB season pass. Or if you just want to try it out for the first time, get the all sports month package for $19.99 with promo code Bubba. Check us out over at fantasysportsdegens.com. Slack chat at fantasydegens is free. If you want an invite, just let us know. Lots of great content for all sports over there. And in the Slack chat, they're talking about everything all the time as they are full degenerates, and I love it. Congrats to Drew from the Quant Edge, Drew Crawford, for taking down 30K on FanDuel, and my buddy Mo at Boston_Mo on Twitter taking down 20K in the $11 on DraftKings. Love seeing it, folks. Let's keep cracking at it. Enjoy your Thursday night. I'll be back tomorrow with a Friday edition of Quick Hits. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 18th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.